Mr. Chairman, I thank you, and I also thank Mrs. Jackson Lee for her words about restoring the funding of the NASA personnel account. That was a cut that shouldn't have been made. And as I think we noted when we marked up H.R. 3322 at full committee, these personnel funding cuts would cause a excuse me, a very severe hardship on the very hardworking men and women at the NASA centers, something that was confirmed in writing by the NASA comptroller some time ago. I certainly rise in support of the Brown substitute, and in particular, the provisions relating to the NASA administration. As I mentioned in the general debate, while H.R. 3322 maintains full funding for the space station and biomedical research, I'm grateful for that. I like that part of it. I've been troubled by some of the other cuts to NASA, though, in the bill, and I'm pleased that the Brown substitute would correct these problems. First, the substitute funds NASA at the level of the President's request, $13.8 billion. It's a reasonable funding level, maintaining our commitment to NASA's programs and its dedicated personnel, while at the same time continuing our commitment to deficit reduction. It's not a budget buster, and in fact, the level of NASA funding contained in the Brown substitute and in the President's request is almost $100 million below the FY 1996 appropriation for NASA. Second, the Brown substitute fully funds the space station as well as the biomedical research that I believe will develop develop into very important benefits to all of our citizens, young and old. So I'm pleased that NASA and the National Institutes of Health are working together effectively on a wide range of cooperative research activities, and the Brown substitute will allow that significant research to continue. Third, the Brown substitute will restore funding that was cut from a number of critical accounts. In addition to the funding for Mission to Planet Earth, which I'm sure other members have addressed or will address, the Brown substitute restores funding for the Advanced Subsonics Aeronautical Research Program. The funding will allow NASA to continue several things, among them research to address safety concerns relating to aging aircraft, collaborative initiatives with the Federal Aviation Administration to improve the safety and efficiency of the nation's air traffic management system, R&D to develop the technologies for quieter, more fuel-efficient aircraft, R&D for general aviation commuter aircraft. Mr. Chairman, the Brown substitute also restores the funding that was cut from NASA's personnel account, and I've addressed that, and it was very well addressed. The NASA comptroller had already stated that the proposed cuts to the salaries and expense accounts would result in furloughs at the NASA centers, something that I believe no member of Congress wants to impose on the hardworking employees of the space agency. Further, the Brown substitute restores the funding for facilities and maintenance facilities at the center. That's very important. The one-third cut to the maintenance budget contained in H.R. 3322 would hurt the ability of the centers to carry out their missions in a safe and timely manner. So we shouldn't really be making cuts that lead to higher costs down the road, as is usually the case when you cut in the deferred maintenance. All in all, Mr. Chairman, the Brown substitute maintains our historic support of the U.S. space program and provides a responsible level of funding for NASA and its activities. I urge my colleagues to support the Brown Amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back the balance of my time.